the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast, the show that empowers and inspires entrepreneurs to reach new heights. I'm Trish, and with me, as always, is the amazing, fantastic, fabulous Kylie.
Ta-da! And we're having a lot of fun today, so we are so glad that you're here to join in the fun festivities, and we are going to dive into a topic that resonates with so many of us. It's called the imposter syndrome.
Is that what your voice in your head sounds like?
I feel like that's like my documentary voice. If I ever did a voiceover on a documentary, it would be like, and today the girls, they gather to record their podcast, and it is in this beautiful setting in the house. I don't know. That was a crappy audition. Anyways. Back to it. That's that nagging voice in our head, this imposter syndrome that tries to tell us we are not good enough, and it's a lie, y'all. It's a flat-out lie.
Yeah, but it is a struggle that most entrepreneurs face. Like, if you go through growth and you are successful, like, you will likely, probably 99.9% of the people, face feeling imposter syndrome at some point in time. And it's really crucial to remember, like, that doesn't define our journey or limit our success. It is a moment in time. You have to recognize it. You have to realize it. You got to get through it and get over it.
Yeah, and there's a difference between like being fake and just being in a new space in life that you've never been in before. And if you're like Trisha and I and you come from what we will just dub as humble beginnings, coming up to levels where you are operating at a space or you're earning at a space, an income level that you've never earned at before, and now you are obviously running in circles with people who you've, you know, who are upper level people, high performers. That's the word I'm looking for. So sometimes it can be very intimidating to operate in those spaces. And that's why we wanted to put this show together for you, because we know that you are going to crush 2024 no matter what it is you're working on. And we want to help you work through this issue.
Yeah. So that's one place to start, is by recognizing our achievements. Like, boom. You have to take a moment to celebrate how far you've come. And I will say, like, this is one that, like, I struggle with a lot. Like,
you so far.
When we were on the call this morning and I was like, so here's a funny thing. The other day I was at the gym and I was like, oh, you know, I don't really close a lot of houses. I do a lot of other jobs. And then afterwards I was like, I was talking to Dave and I was like, I need to, number one, stop saying that because it's not true.
It's not true. And it makes you look silly.
And it makes me look
silly. As a real estate agent, I don't close very many houses. What?
I think that I'm trying to like be humble, but at the same time, like, I'm not recognizing how much I do close. Like, I was like, I closed 7 deals in 7 weeks. Like, I'm closing a deal a week. Like, that's solid. Like, that's strong. That's 52 houses
that's
for the year.
That's paying the damn bills. That's what we call that.
Yeah. I mean, you're closing 52 deals a year. You're going to be into the 7-figure earning space. And, like, our company has been closing 7 figures for a long time. But personally, I've been in the 6 figures, but it's in the high 6 figures, too. It's not like, oh, I'm just barely breezing 200K. But I think a couple things happen. Number one, I'm trying to stay humble, so I say certain things that I need to stop saying. And then number two, I almost like don't realize it or I forget it because I'm not taking inventory of each of my achievements. I'm not stopping and being like, oh, wow, like I've already closed this many houses. Like I really have, you have to stop and, you know, celebrate how far you've come, whether it's landing a new client, mastering a new technique, growing your business, like, every accomplishment is a testament to
flipping
your hard
the laundry.
Work. flipping the laundry, your dedication. But this is why I track everything, because on those days where I feel like I'm not enough, which happens literally at least once a week, I can go on my big giant calendar.
Big ass calendar.
Yeah, and I can look, because like here we are. So right now when we're taping, we're in February. And I'll get down on myself about workouts, and I'm looking and I'm like, I've already tracked like 70 some workouts. I think I might even be into the 80s, and we're not even 60 days into the year.
Oh, so, well, you've been doing 2 a day.
Yeah, and some days 3 a day. So it's like, but I know I don't stop and look at those achievements enough, though. So I never feel like I'm doing enough, and I'm just sucking the joy out of my life.
But on one hand, do you think that you have that mentality because it's just a habit? It's just become part of your life because you are a high performer and you have spent the time building the discipline and stacking those habits. So it's really not a thing for you. So like for me to do 3 workouts a day, I'd be like, yow, I'm tired, right? But for her, because she's been consistently doing that, I'm just wondering if you think that that's maybe why you feel that way.
I think that I am someone who likes to hold people up to unrealistic expectations.
Oh, and wow, that's fun.
That's including myself. I hold myself up to the most unrealistic expectations, but I do it subconsciously without realizing it, because I think that you can always work harder. You can always do better. And another thing I always think about is somebody else is always doing better. So it's hard for me to feel like I'm doing a great job, because I know that there's other people that are doing way more or doing way better, and I just need to keep working hard. And there's a good side to that coin where it helps me to grind and to work and to stay persistent. But the flip side is comparison is the thief of joy, right? So you have to really strike up that fine balance and understand when you feel that imposter syndrome, like, well, I'm not at this level or I'm not at that level. Like, number one, are you actually looking at what level you're on? Because that's what I fail to do, right? I'm like, Oh, I've gotten pretty good at this, and I'll say that I'm pretty good at it, but I don't realize, like, no, you're actually at like an elite status at that. Like, be proud of that, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I'm like, well, I ran 4 marathons, but you know, not super fast.
This is one thing that I really had to come to grips with when you and I first really started doing life coaching. Because Trisha and I, before we even worked together, she started life coaching me because I was at a spot. And she looked at me and I looked at her, and she was / is where I want to be. And I was at a spot where she had already been. And so when we initially started this journey together, I was constantly trying to keep up with you. And I was constantly comparing, you know, the fact that you did this and blah, 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 and all I did was like the one thing on the 5 things to do list. And so I think that Trisha's right. Like, comparing yourself to other people on one hand is good because it keeps you motivated, but you can't let it steal your joy, and you can't let it steal your ambition to continue forward, because it's truly, literally all it comes down to is discipline and consistency, no matter what you're doing. I don't care if it's in the personal realm, in the professional realm, parenting, workouts, eating right, faith, family, literally everything is what it comes down to.
Yeah, and when you use comparison, Andy always does a good job of this. Don't compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday. Like, your job is to be a better you today than you were yesterday.
Exactly.
You don't have to be me. You have to be Kylie 2.0 and then Kylie 3.0 and then Kylie 4.0, right? And I have to remember, like, I don't need to be Katie Chartrand CrossFit competitor in the open. I just need to be Trisha, maybe do unassisted pull-ups next month, right? Like, that's good,
those
right?
Those pull-ups will get you, man. Those pull-ups will get you. All right, circling back. So we are going to track and audit. And that's really what it comes down to. If you need a tracking sheet for your business, we can hook you up with that. Email info@mystarsacademy.com. We can send you something that you can customize that's perfect for your business or your personal life. I use daily activity trackers, weekly activity trackers, because really, like Trisha said, when it comes down to it, when you really need that boost of what did I do, or maybe you're like me and you look at the numbers, you're like, no, I sucked it up. I truly sucked. And that's why I'm in the trough of sorrows. So here's what I can do moving forward, because yesterday's gone, y'all. You can't get it back. Tomorrow's not promised, but you can work on what you can work on and let the rest of the chips just fall where they may.
Yeah. So next up would be to embrace your expertise. Like, you are an expert in your field. Own your knowledge, own your skills, own your experience. And remember, like, you didn't reach this point by accident. You put in the time, you put in the effort, you became the trusted professional in your industry. So you have to really shift that mindset, and instead of dwelling on self-doubt, focus on your gratitude, focus on your positivity, like practice your affirmations, and make sure, like, this is like the number one most important thing, make sure you're surrounding yourself with positive, supportive peers and ones that like regularly remind you of your strengths, and don't suck your joy. Like, I've had to have some hard conversations with family members.
Oh, recently. Hi, I'm Kylie. I'm one of those people.
You're not. You're not who I'm referring to.
Oh, really? You've had harder conversations with other people because you gave me a hard conversation last week.
But you know what? I did have a hard conversation with you, but it's because, and I had hard conversations with them because of the negativity factor. And I'm like, look, like for them, for the people that I'm thinking of, I was like, I'm setting these boundaries in place. Do not talk to me about X, Y, and Z anymore. If you want to talk to me about how I can help move your business forward, how I can help you with your website, how we can read this new book that talks about something great.
How like we can if it's, plan a family reunion.
Yeah. If it's a positive activity and a positive conversation, I'm here for it. But if you want to just dwell on negativity and you'll never believe what she did and what happened with him and her. Nope.
Hard no. In circling back really quick, because I love what you touched on as far as supportive peers. So there's a difference between supportive peers and yes people. So Trisha is one of my supportive peers because she does not always tell me yes. Like we just talked about, there we had a very hard conversation where I was doing something not the right way, and she called me and she's like, I love you so much. You're screwing this up. Just stop. Just stop it and don't ever do that thing ever, ever again. But what I learned is Trisha took the reins and showed me how to handle this obstacle in the future. So your supportive peers should not just be, you're doing great. You did this, you did that. Because people who actually support you and love you, you know, if you're overweight and you need to be at the gym, they're not going to be like, oh, give yourself grace, eat that pizza. They're going to be like, B, get up and go to the gym. Like, let's go together. Let's go for a walk. That's the kind of support. Like, I had a friend of mine call me. She works for another real estate company and she runs the property management division. And she is at a spot where she's at her wit's end. She's not enjoying the experience and the way that the company is going. And she's like, I might want to start my own company, but I'm afraid, like, what if this happens? What if that happens? And it was literally the conversation that I had with you 3 or 4 years ago. And do you know what I did? I told her, I said, listen, you have to do what's best for you. Here's the best tips I can give you. Number one, you're obviously on the fence about a decision. Put a deadline on the calendar. Invite me to the deadline on the calendar so that I can hold you accountable. Because the people that are going to support you and actually help you are people who are going to hold you accountable, and they're not just going to be yes people.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you are on the other side of that coin, I just want to give you a little tip, because one of our agents, I told her she has to turn in her business activity trackers on Sunday. And so she sent it on Sunday to me and Andy, yesterday, and I was like, congratulations, like, great job, like, how do you feel that you did, what's something you're proud of, and what's something that you think you want to do better going into next week? So number one, I gave her encouragement and gave her pride and praise, right? Number two, I asked her to assess if she felt successful or not, and to make her know what is something you're proud of and then what is something that you want to do better. So yeah. Instead of me looking at it and saying,
this
well,
is garbage.
Yeah, you failed here, like you're awful, right? But at the same time, I didn't just like plop a heart on it and like move on. I made sure like I gave her that positive feedback so she wants to do it again. I asked her about it so she could really sit and think about it.
Yeah.
And even if her response didn't align with how I felt, I was like, those are great points. I can't wait to see your success in the future. Also, I noticed that you didn't get any scripting in last week. Make sure that that's something you make a priority this week, because that's something that is a push goal that pushes everything else in your process forward.
Absolutely.
If you don't practice, you're not good on the phones. You're not good on the phones. You don't get appointments. You don't get appointments. You don't get contracts. You don't get contracts. You don't get closings, right? Like, that's a push.
You don't get paid.
Exactly. So making sure, like, yes, that you're not just being around yes people, but also that if you are on the other side of that, that you are an encouraging force for
absolutely
people.
And so one more thing I want to touch on really quick is a lot of this imposter syndrome can come up when you are new in a field. So when I started real estate, I was terrified. I was so terrified that someone would ask me, well, how long have you been in real estate? And then that would be a deciding factor on whether or not they work with me. And aside from like casual, like kid birthday party conversations, I've never been on an appointment with a buyer or a listing agent and had them ask me how long I've been in business.
No. And you know why? Because you lean into your coaching and training as your experience, right? So you may not have been doing this for 20 years, but if you really paid attention when you went through STARS training and you really dug in and you show up at the coaching calls every week and you show up at the training every week and you do all the things you're supposed to do, then you probably have more experience at this point in your mind than some people do that have been in the business for 20 years and have never, ever taken one coaching session or one class or anything of the sort, and they go online and they just pay to get that Con Ed certificate. They don't actually learn anything. So you have to remember that years of experience do not equate to knowledge or great experience for the client. You also can lean into your team, and that's one thing I tell my agents a lot. Like, if somebody ever does ask, like, well, you know, how long have you been a realtor? And your response is, well, actually, I just finished my training last month. So you're one of my first few clients that I'm taking solo. However, I'm never alone because I work on a team. So my broker, my mentor, and our growth and development manager, they all work together with me. So you have over 20 years experience backing every single deal that is done in our office.
Absolutely.
So you lead into that coaching, you lead into that experience you've got in the classroom, and then the experience of the people on your team, and utilize that.
So what would you say really quick for people who are maybe starting their own business and they don't have a team, they're a solopreneur, and what is your perspective on, you know what, I am a brand new business. You are one of my first clients, and just leaning into that means I don't have anyone who's getting in my way from answering your phone calls and doing the job. And I'm obviously very passionate because I am a new person. I want to make sure that you are happy so that you tell your friends and family and I can continue to grow my business and you can continue to be happy with whatever service I'm providing.
Yeah, absolutely. All of my training and knowledge is fresh. I'm going to be able to give you the best possible service because you have all of
I'm
my
hungry
attention.
As hell.
And it's true. And you see that often, especially in real estate where, like, yeah, you're a luxury agent, but you close 3 deals a year. So when something bad happens, do you even know how to pivot and flex? Because you never had to do it before.
Right.
Whereas if I'm grinding and I'm selling 52 houses a year, I know what to do when something catches on fire. I know what to do if this comes up or that comes up. And if you are a solopreneur, like you said, you're giving all of that time and attention. You're working extra hard to make yourself the best possible you can be and make this experience the best one that it can be, because every one in the beginning counts 10x, because you need those good reviews and you need those good experiences. So
absolutely.
Great points to bring up.
I love it. So the other thing I want to point out that I've actually really enjoyed, which I honestly didn't think I would, is we joined the Waterford Chamber of Commerce when we opened up our OC office, our Oakland County office in Waterford. And that has been an amazing way to network with other entrepreneurs, get involved in the community, and just a really great way to build our brand. Because, yes, we sell houses, but our brand is not yes, we sell houses. Our brand is what we're giving, what we're providing to people. Is this making sense? So like if you are, you know, like if you're just starting out, this is a great way for you to get involved. And in the end, like, of course, you're selling the skill or the service that you're providing. But first and foremost, like I've said, you're selling yourself. So getting out there and meeting people so that they can see like how amazing you are and how willing you are to, you know, be partners and make things work and things like that. It will take you so much further than you could imagine. I mean, imagine if you go to one of these chamber meetings and, you know, you link up with, like, let's say you're in real estate like us and you link up with a church. Well, maybe this church, the last one I went to, they are expanding, they're buying houses, and they're buying these houses to help people, like women in distress, women and kids coming out of domestic violence situations. They're helping young men who maybe, you know, don't have parents, you know, things like that. And you're able to make these connections, and these are deals that I'm going to help these people. It's just so amazing. Join the chamber. Join the local chamber.
Well, and I think that for me, I will say that a lot of the times I feel the imposter syndrome come at events, networking events and other events where there's lots of people. And it's like this fear of, what if I say something wrong, or what if I do something wrong? And so
you're alone on that, because I usually do not worry about what comes.
I know. But one thing I want to share that I've shared in the past before is like, it's important to remember, and this almost sounds rude when you say it, but like, it's important to remember, like, you're not that important. Like, truth. Everybody isn't staring at you. Nope. Everybody probably isn't even actually listening to you. Everybody's more worried about themselves. Like, everybody's so much more worried about themselves than they are about you saying something wrong, you looking wrong, you having broccoli in your teeth, like, whatever the case may be. I felt this so hard when I was in a boot, like one of those walking boots, and I would still go to the gym, right, to my CrossFit gym, and it cracked me up that I would literally sit and talk to somebody for like 7 minutes and they would not notice that like I had a giant boot on my leg. And then they'd be like,
why are you here?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they'd be like, oh, what happened there? And I'm like, you've literally been sitting here like staring at me from across the gym and not even noticing this big giant thing on my leg, right? But it went to show me, like, if somebody doesn't notice a giant boot on your leg for over 20 minutes, they probably definitely don't notice the stain on your sweatshirt, you know, if you have lipstick on or not.
The fact that you excused yourself to go potty when you are in a room full of grown-ups, because right. That's what happens to me all the time. I'll be like, especially like if I'm on a show, I'll be like, hold on, guys, I have to go potty. And then I'm like, you're a grown up. I'm going to go use the restroom because we're all grown ups.
Yes. So.
And you know what I found? If you lean into those moments where, like, if you do say something, so long as it's not like off color and offensive, but like when you do say something that might make you feel silly or, you know, feel underdressed, for lack of a way of putting it, sometimes the best thing I've done is just point it out and be like, like I just said, like, oh, we're all grown up, so I'm going to use the restroom. Just like point it out. Everybody has a laugh and move on.
Yeah. And people don't think about it like 5 minutes later, like after you leave the networking event, guess what? Nobody remembers anything. And I want you guys to go back and listen to our episode about don't be a weirdo and having good conversations. Because another thing, like if you're feeling imposter syndrome, like when I was in Real Producers, I was like all stressed out about going to a networking event for them because it's like all the top producers in the counties, and I'm thinking like, well, I'm not as good as them. Okay, number one, I am, or else I wouldn't be in the freaking magazine.
There you go.
Number two, like, none of them care about anything but themselves anyways, right? Like, I'm not that important.
Nope.
And then number three was, when I get in a conversation, I can just ask them questions and they'll just get excited to talk about themselves and it won't be about me anyways. So like, there's so many good ways to like get around that imposter syndrome and that fear feeling so that you can really leave shining, right?
Absolutely. Well, I hope that this was super duper helpful for everybody. I really enjoyed having this chit chat with you because, again, I know that you guys are rocking 2024 and you're getting yourself in uncomfortable situations, not for the wrong reasons, but for the right reasons. Because like we've said before, uncomfortable equals growth. And so when you're in these spaces, just remember, you are as good as you are. Lean into your skills. Lean into your team. And if all else fails, just focus on someone else.
And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Share it with a friend. Like it. Leave us a love note.
Yeah.
Know you want to. And keep coming back.
Yeah, we drop fresh content every Thursday. So we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to six other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots-on-the-ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know, from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.